Who's there? The word Hoosier in Indiana folklore on this moment of Indiana history, presented with support from the Indiana Historical Society, home to Holidays in the Heartland, featuring nostalgic holiday vignettes, trees, historical photographs, Christmas cards, and more. Information at indianahistory.org. People from Indiana are used to endless speculation about their nickname. Even Indiana historians concede that the source of the term Hoosier is elusive. One popular theory suggests that the term arose out of the frontier greeting, "Who's there?" Indiana poet James Whitcomb Riley jokingly suggested that the early settlers were such fierce brawlers that at the end of a scuffle, one might have to ask, "Whose ear?" Other explanations trace the word back to a surname. Sam Hoosier and Robert Hoosier were said to be foremen during the construction of, respectively, the Ohio Falls Canal and the National Road. In both cases, their Indiana-based crews came to be known as Hoosiers. A scholarly theory attributes the name to the African-American Methodist preacher Harry Hoosier, who had a large mixed-race following in Indiana in the late 1700s. Still another professor has traced the appellation back to the Polish word huzar, meaning light horseman. The word may have gotten its Indiana association from Kosciuszko County, named for Polish nobleman Tadeusz Kosciuszko, who fought as a huzar with George Washington during the American Revolution. Whatever its source, the term was popularized over the 19th century in the press, poems, and novels. The Hoosier mantle is worn with pride by Indiana natives, especially those in the southern half of the state. This moment of Indiana history is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations in association with the Indiana Historical Society. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org.